It's all about the warmer weather across much of southeastern Canada this winter and last, and it's being blamed on El Niño. A professor of distribution and food policy at the University of Guelph says that El Niño could put another dent in maple syrup production this year. Sylvain Charlebois says that would affect producers in Quebec, Ontario, and some northeastern U.S. states. New York, for example, has the largest number of tappable trees in the U.S. and about 2,000 maple sugar makers. But some producers in Ontario aren't ready to give up on the season just yet.
Bad news always sells better, so if that one area had a bad year, then that's what you hear. It wasn't necessarily the case on the overall and the big picture.
Vernon Wheeler is with Wheeler's Sugarbush in central Ontario. Wheeler, along with many other producers, says production was good last year, but he acknowledges that conditions could be different even within a few hundred miles. He says it also depends on individual producers and how new their production technology is. Wheeler says he's started to tap his trees now. Like most producers who are at the mercy of the weather and depend on their instinct, he was non-committal about a prediction.
No, I don't think so. There's nothing to indicate it being a bad year at all. It's just that it could be if somebody wasn't ready and waited a week, was too late getting the trees tapped and get in there at it.
But having said that, Wheeler says it's a real gamble. You just don't know. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.